Today on Life Talk.
Our God is a God who comes knocking on our door and says, I've got something for you to do, and I'm going to make a way where there is no way. I'm going to make a stream in the desert. I'm going to make a road in the wilderness. I'm going to make a way for you. And so I want you to take advantage of every opportunity I bring your way.
You are listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, the founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Maybe you've noticed that our culture is pretty messed up these days, which makes people feel anxious who are filled with questions. They want peace, but have a hard time finding it or making it last. Well, Pastor Jeff is going to share in the message today about how you can finally be filled with hope, security, and most importantly, that peace you're looking for. Today's message is just for you. You can also listen to it again or any of the messages anytime you would like at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Let's go ahead and get right to the message. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us what's coming up today on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody. You know, of all the things you can waste in life, the worst of them is time. Time is the one thing that once we spend it, we can never get it back. Time spent is time gone for good. And the Bible has a lot to say about how we spend our time. In fact, we're told that it's such a special commodity, we should do all we can to make the most of every minute God has given to us. In today's Life Talk broadcast, I want to talk to you about redeeming your time for God's glory. As children of light, we're called to understand the importance of the time and the opportunities given to us by God. I pray that today's message helps all of us to make our time count for God's glory. So let's jump right in as I share part two of the message, Don't Waste Your Time.
I'm calling this today, Don't Waste Your Time. Don't waste your time. Now, look what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. He said, to everything there is a season. This is so important. And a time for every purpose under heaven. So, season and time. To everything there's a season and there's a time for every purpose God has decreed over your life. Now, going to the New Testament, Paul says in Ephesians 5, verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16, redeeming the time, redeeming your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And what he's referring to is redeeming the time. It's the will of the Lord that we redeem our time. That's understanding the will of the Lord. Now, let me just take Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, and these two words, season and time, because they're different. He says, to everything there's a season, and there is a time for every purpose. So for everything and every purpose, there's a timing. There is a time. Now, the word season comes from the Greek word chronos. We get chronometer from that, chronograph from that, things that have to do with time, measuring time. And it just means the duration of time. When he says season, to everything there is a season, he's saying to everything on earth, there is a duration. There is a time limit placed on it by God. It has a duration attached to it. When you and I are born, we had a duration attached to us. There's a chronos over our life. That is a time to live and a time to leave this planet. But then he said, there's a time for every purpose. Now, time is different from season. Time is from the Greek word kairos, and kairos means the right time to do a thing, the right time. So there's the duration of time. Something will last thus long. But then there is also the right time to do something in God's purpose, in God's plan. There's a right time to do it. There's a right time. The moment of opportunity. That's what we would generally call it. There's an opportune moment. There is a right time and a wrong time. You know what? You can even do the right thing at the wrong time. It's important that we understand that wisdom is knowing the right time to do the right thing. Solomon is telling us that God gives us a length of time, chronos, to live. And in that length of time, he gives us opportunities, kairos, to do what he has called you and I to do. So our life happens in seasons. It comes in times. There's a season to grow up and learn. There is a season to step out in faith and do something for God. There is a season to pray and wait on God. There is a season to do everything in life. There is a chronos, a duration to it, and a kairos, the right time to do the right thing. And we as the people of God are to understand the whole concept of timing. Timing in God is everything. We're going to see today that wisdom is learning to do the right thing at the right time. Learning to do the right thing at the right time. Being sensitive enough to the Lord and watching your life carefully enough and keeping your nose in the Word of God so that you know when the right time has arrived to do the right thing. Now, this verse dovetails beautifully with Paul's words that we read out of Ephesians 5:15. Let me read it again. See then that you walk circumspectly. That means carefully, watchfully. Watch where your feet go. Watch where your heart goes. Watch where your eyes go. Walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but as a wise person, redeeming the time, meaning making the most of your God-given opportunities because the days are evil. Because we live in an evil day, an evil culture, a wicked and a backslidden nation. Then the Bible says we are to be very wise with our time, redeeming it, because when we redeem our time to the glory of God, it defeats the devil, drives back the darkness, brings in the light, and it gives God victories on earth when we redeem our time. Don't waste your time, redeem your time. So Paul is telling us how to walk out a Christian life wisely. And he gives us three things, and I'm only going to talk about one of them, but here's the three. Walk circumspectly, redeem the time, and understand God's will. Those three things. If you live that way, you're going to live wisely. Amen? Walk circumspectly, carefully, watchfully, and redeem the time. All the while, you're a believer who understands the will of God. You're not in the dark. You're not a great big question mark. You're not walking in the fog. You understand the will of the Lord for your life. And one of his wills is that we redeem our time. So focusing on that one, let me talk about time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now when he says redeeming the time, he's talking about making the most of every opportunity that God gives you and me. Our God is a God who opens doors. Our God is a God who brings God-sent opportunity. Our God is a God who comes knocking on our door and says, I've got something for you to do, and I'm going to make a way where there is no way. I'm going to make a stream in the desert. I'm going to make a road in the wilderness, and I want you to do this, or I want you to do that. I'm going to make a way for you, and so I want you to take advantage of every opportunity I bring your way. That's redeeming the time. But the Bible says, starts out with three words, in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the beginning of creation is the moment that marks the beginning of time. In the beginning, that's when time began. In the beginning, when God created the worlds and you and me, fish, birds, animals, when he made everything that he made, that was the beginning of time. Paul wrote a mind-blowing statement. He said, before time began, God chose you and me. Before time began. So right there, Paul is telling us there was a time when time began. And before time began, here's a mind twister. God saw you. God knew you. God knew you were going to come to him, and God had a plan for you before time began. Before time began. So time had a beginning. And we human beings, we dwell in time while God dwells in eternity. He is not subject to time. He's back there in our past, he's in our now, and he's already in our future. He's not subject to time. He doesn't age. He doesn't wear down. He doesn't get tired. He's never weary. But we do. We age. We get tired. We're subject to time. We get very preoccupied with even the whole concept of time. We talk about a lot. We talk about how somebody or something is timeless. That place is just timeless. We wear watches so that we can keep account of time. I'm watching a clock right back here, keeping time. We ask about the criminal, how much time did he get? As our own life advances, can I get a great big amen? We start asking, how much time? From the Bible's point of view, time is a gift from God that provides us the opportunity to do his will. Time is a gift from God for what? To give us the opportunity to do his will. I'm going to say that one more time so that we go out of here knowing the way the Bible and God views time. Time is a gift. You can't take it for granted. It's a gift. How many of you know somebody you thought they were going to be around longer than they were and they're gone now? You never know. What is your life, James said? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What we ought to be saying is, if the Lord wills, I will live and do this or that. So time is a gift from God that provides us the opportunity to do his will. Take advantage of the season God gives you. Here's why, because seasons don't last. Opportunities have a shelf life. Doors don't stay open forever. You ever notice that? If God gives you an open door and you don't go through it, eventually that door closes because you change, people change, seasons change. What you can do today, you may not be able to do tomorrow. I've got friends who used to pastor, used to preach. They would give anything to be able to be up here like this, ministering the word of God, but they can't anymore because of their health. They can't do it anymore. I received a message this week from a friend that goes all the way back to my teenage years. I got saved first. He got saved next. He went into the pastorate. I went into the pastorate. But now, because of diabetes in his life, he can't stand on his feet. He can't get anywhere and preach. And he called me and said, man, just pray for me. I can't walk like I used to and function like I used to. So pray for me and I'll be praying for you. And how you doing, Jeff? Well, I'm doing great. But I could hear in his voice, I wish I could still do what I did before and what I know you're going to do this week. See, I'm going to do it while I can do it. I'm going to preach while I can preach. And if I can't come out here and stand, they're going to wheel me out. But I'm going to preach as long as I can preach.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment. But first, I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111, or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Now let me clarify, when I talk about seizing opportunity, the Bible's not talking here about living selfishly or seizing opportunities just to gratify your own fleshly desires. That's not what it's talking about, grabbing those kinds of opportunities. No, it's first talking about the opportunities God brings our way to live for him, to make a mark for him, to bring glory to him, to use our gifts for him, to bear fruit for him, to influence other people for him, to make our lives count for him in the brief time we have on this planet. What is our life? It's a blink sandwiched in between two eternities. Blink, you were there, now you're gone. But it's the blink time that God has given us time to live for him and prepare for eternity. This is why David prayed, teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them wisely as we should. For instance, Paul the Apostle said, hey, a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now, Paul was the kind of guy, you open a door for him to minister Jesus Christ to people, he's through that door before you can say, Jesus, help me. That's the kind of opportunity I'm talking about. See, everybody in this room has a gift. Everybody in this room is gifted by God. Everybody, not just me. I'm just up here. My job is to convince you, you've got a ministry. You've got a gift. God's given you a gift, and he wants you to unwrap it. He wants you to use it. He wants you to make good use of it. You've got a gift. You say, well, I look in the mirror, I don't feel very gifted. You're not going to see it looking in the mirror. You're going to see it stepping out by faith. Stepping out by faith and using the gift God gave you. Using the gift God put in you. See, God gives opportunities every day. Every day. I'm walking through Home Depot yesterday, which is just about as good as Walmart. I'm walking through Home Depot. I'm there to get a couple of things. I can never go into Home Depot and come out without spending money. I just can't. And I have a whole stack of things that I thought I needed when I went to Home Depot. And they're just sitting there unused yet. But that's okay. That's another story. But I'm walking around and I'm walking through and I see this couple coming towards me. And he's got on a Jesus t-shirt. And I can tell he's feeling a little bit uncomfortable because everybody around him is staring at him, looking down on him. You know, America's not what it used to be. America doesn't receive Christians like it used to. And I could tell he was feeling a little bit uncomfortable because all these people are kind of staring at him and he's in the waiting line. And so I just thought, I'm going to encourage him. So I walked right up and I grabbed his shoulder and he kind of jumped a little bit. And he turned around and his wife turned around and I said, hey, I'm a pastor and I saw your t-shirt and I want to say, praise God, brother. That took courage to wear that thing. And boy, he lit right up and he's ready to take on a gorilla then. But see, just that little act. I could have just passed him by and where he might have felt uncomfortable at me looking at him. But I wanted to encourage a brother who decided to step out in faith and let his light shine. So I encouraged him right in the middle of Home Depot. The writer of Hebrews wrote to the church, for though by this time you ought to be teachers because of the time that you've had to learn these truths, but you actually need somebody to teach you again, take you all the way back to the beginning, the elementary principles of God's word. You ought to be teachers. I don't want to be an ought to be. I don't want to be an ought to be. I want to be in the middle of the game. But here's what he's telling them, that they are missing their season of opportunity because they've got enough truth in them. Their cart is full of truth, but they're not doing anything with it. They're not distributing it. They're not giving it. They're not dispensing it. And Paul is telling them, or whoever wrote Hebrews, I think it was Paul. He says, you ought to be touching others with the word of God. You should be teaching by now, seizing the season, but you're lagging behind. You're missing your season. Because God's given you this season now, now, now. Everybody say now. See, now is faith's favorite word. Now. Now faith is. Today is the day of salvation. And there's a God-given season in all of our lives when it's the right time to do the right thing. Now I want to talk about one other before we close. There's also God-given seasons to invest in the relationships God's placed in our life. See, most of us, we just speed through life and we never stop to think, what season is it? What season am I in? What am I supposed to be doing right now? Does anybody really know what time it is? Do you know what time it is in your life? Can I tell you something? It's later than you think. It's later than you think. Oh, I have all the time in the world, Jeff. No, you don't. You have a limited time. You have chronos, a duration of time. Most people don't know what time it is, but I think it's really good to stop and pray and think about it. What time is it? Is it spring in my life? Is it summer? Is it fall? Is it winter? Am I just starting life? Am I in the middle of the prime of my life? In my life, are the leaves that used to be green turning brown? Am I in the winter of my life where there's not much life left? Where am I in life? And in that season, God's got a purpose for every one of you in every season of your life. And relationships, sowing into relationships that are one day going to be gone. Solomon said there's a time to embrace. There's a time to heal. There's a time to love. Those are relational words. There's a time to embrace while they're there. There's a time to heal what's been broken. There's a time to love while you can. For instance, those little kids gathering around your feet right now, they're going to grow up and be gone before you can say, Jesus, where did they go? They're going to grow up faster than a weed. The laughter and the playtime filling your house today will soon turn to school, outside activities, and goodbyes in a tomorrow too soon when they leave the nest. So you have now, you have today to love them, tell them you love them, hold them tight, sow into them, minister to them, influence them for Christ. You have today to pour into them, spend time with them. God has given us the gift of time to use it wisely. Jeremiah said, the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Oh, what a graphic picture. The shadows of the evening are lengthening. That means as the sun sets, shadows grow longer. And can I tell you, the shadows of history are lengthening. Our world is coming to an end. Soon Christ will return. The shadows of the evening are lengthening, growing longer, stretching further, because the sun is setting on history. The sun is setting on the church age. If you're going to do it now. Do it while you can. Do it while you can get up out of bed and go put feet to it. Do it. The Bible says, but make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. Romans 13, 12 to 14. So I want us today to develop a brand new awareness that for everything in our lives, there is a season, a time for every one of the purposes God has ordained for us. And let's seize the season before it passes us by. Amen? That means some of you ought to be teachers by now. That means some of you need to be talking to somebody about the Jesus that changed your life. Now, I'm not preaching at you. I'm talking to you because I talk to myself too. Jeff, it's time for you to write that next book that you've been saying you're going to write for years because the shadows of the evening are lengthening. It's time for me to do some things that I've been sitting on. I'm talking to myself, not just you. We all tend to kick back in our spiritual lazy boy, and we don't like anything cramping our style or making us uncomfortable, but I'm anointed today to make you a little uncomfortable. Okay? And no doubt about it, the number one reason that God gives us time, listen carefully to me, is that we might be saved. The number one reason God leaves sinners alive is so that they can be saved. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, listen to this, he isn't really being slow about his promised return, even though it sometimes seems that way, but he is waiting for the good reason that he's not willing that any should perish, and he is giving more time for sinners to repent. That's why God gives time. That's why some of the people you and I look at out there that are blaspheming God and we can't believe lightning hadn't struck them and turned them into ashes is because God is giving them time. And how are they going to hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear without a witness? It's got to be the church that goes out and talks to them, and that's you and that's me, seizing the season. Is there an opportunity God is opening to you, and you've been slow to respond? I've been there 100 times. Has the Lord prompted you to do something and you procrastinated? If he's prompted you to do it, it's because it's the season for you to do it. You're there. It's your time. Chronos, the duration, is passing. But the kairos, the right time to do it, is now. Now's the time to call that person. Now's the time to reach out to that one that you haven't talked to in a long time. Visit that person. Pray for that person. Reach out to that person. Step into that ministry. Teach that class. Get into the prayer closet and intercede. Open up your Bible every day and read it. Kairos, it's your season, but the chronos is passing. It's time to stand up and faith up and step out and do what God's given us to do so that we will hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a little bit. You responded during the kairos of your life. And now, enter into the joy of your Lord. I'm going to make you a ruler over much. Can we give God praise for that today? Amen.
We appreciate you listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Every program we do has one main thing in mind, and that's to share the hope and good news of Jesus Christ to people who need to hear the message and to be inspired to put the teaching into practice. That's what this ministry is all about. So if you've been encouraged by the message, we would love to hear about it. pick up your phone and give us a call at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or go online at our website to lifetalkradio.us. And be sure to save the web address in your favorites folder so you can come back often. Also, would you consider getting on board with us as a faithful ministry partner? It would really mean a lot to us. Your valuable contribution makes a huge difference to us in helping to get the message of the gospel out through this program to people everywhere. Your generosity, along with this ministry, is reaching people in a way that you may never have the ability to do on your own. So jump on board as a LifeTalk partner by calling us at 877-884-3111 or online at lifetalkradio.us. 877-884-3111 or lifetalkradio.us. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening to LifeTalk.